Mayday.org. Bring us some good luck, won't you?
And there's certainly a lot of people hoping that President-elect Barack Obama will bring some good luck to health care reform. He, of course, ran on a campaign of bringing change and hope to many issues, including health care. More than 45 million people are uninsured, and a shortage of doctors is becoming a crisis. What will health care reform look like in 2009 with former Senator Tom Daschle at the helm? Joining us with her thoughts is Susan Denzer. Denzer is the editor-in-chief of the health policy journal Health Affairs. She's also the health analyst for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Thanks for being with us, Susan.
Nice to be with you today, Adora and John.
Clearly, health care is an enormous issue. Where does Barack Obama need to start?
Well, I think the first priority of the administration, obviously, is to get the people in place to begin the process. And that is, of course, underway now with Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, having been named head of both the Department of Health and Human Services, but also head of the Health Reform Task Force that is going to be negotiating with Congress. And, of course, also having in place now a deputy to that effort, Jean Lambrou. And the next step will be to begin to engage the Congress to put in place and agree on some outlines of the reform plan. Now, the Obama administration set forth a number of those planks in its campaign proposal, but it's also true that there are many people in the Congress to begin the process of engaging those people, as well as people on the Republican side of the aisle and people in the House of Representatives on both sides of the aisle there. That will be the place to start.
They are clearly going to be coming into office at a time of crisis. Today, unemployment is the highest it's been in almost 15 years, which means more than 45 million people are uninsured. And then on top of that, you have a shortage of doctors. Can they separate some of these issues and deal with them one at a time, or is it going to take an overhaul of the healthcare system at large for things to change?
I think there's widespread agreement that there will need to be a systemic overhaul, but saying that is a lot easier than doing that and encapsulating that in legislation. So it may well be that there are a series of pieces of legislation that bite this off. Let's keep in mind that the Obama administration is now talking about a very, very large stimulus package, which will also have some components aimed at health reform in it. For example, they've made it clear that they will have proposals in it to expand the use of electronic health records and other forms of health information technology. So the stimulus package will be huge. It will move first, and that could take up a considerable amount of time. It's only after that is through that they will be in a position to really negotiate the details, I think, of the broader health reform legislation or pieces of legislation. And some of these aspects are going to be very controversial. You mentioned that there's agreement that there's a widespread doctor shortage. That's not so. It is indeed seen that there may be too few primary care providers in the country, but there isn't universal agreement that more providers have to be doctors, or for that matter, how many more medical specialists need to be created. So a lot of these things are very controversial, and to think that all of these questions will be answered rather speedily is just a non-starter. It's going to be a long negotiation over a series of very, very important details.
Over the last several months, Susan, we've heard a lot of economic analysts describe the healthcare industry as likely to benefit as a sort of a boom in the middle of an economic downturn, that healthcare is an industry that typically gets an uptick in you know, I guess stock prices are one indication, but does the economic crisis complicate the sense of health reform in the United States?
It does very much. For one thing, of course, it makes it more necessary than ever, because now we have a lot of people losing their jobs, losing their health coverage. Many people, even if they have the opportunity to continue their coverage through the mechanism known as COBRA, can't afford to do that because the premiums are so high. So on the one hand, the economic crisis makes it more urgent than ever. On the other hand, it also makes it more difficult than ever, not the least of the reasons being so that we're facing a $1 trillion federal budget deficit in the current fiscal year. And so adding anything on top of that could be problematic. Then we have the additional problem that the healthcare sector is humming along relatively well compared to the rest of the economy, but it's not unscathed. If you go around the country, you talk to hospitals or physicians who are seeing fewer people show up now in some instances for health care. In some hospitals, you're seeing surges into the emergency room because people don't have other forms of coverage. So it's not as if the healthcare sector is immune. And to the degree you do anything to disrupt it at this point, you could have an impact on the creation of jobs in the healthcare sector and a number of other factors that could be very, very painful for certain health providers.
What do you think we can reasonably expect in, let's say, the first 6 months of this administration?
First of all, you'll see the Congress move forward to reauthorize the so-called State Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP, which, of course, was the subject of a huge fight between the existing Congress and the Bush administration, and Bush twice vetoed reauthorization legislation. So you'll see that move forward. You'll see the economic stimulus package move forward with some health provisions, and you'll see some very serious teeing up of a broader health reform package.
Thank you so much, Susan Dentzer. Susan is the editor-in-chief of the health policy journal Health Affairs and a health analyst for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. She had some very good thoughts for us. And now we turn to Mark Garrison, who's in for Femi Okeh, and he has the headlines of the hour.
Thank you. 39 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.